Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ideas on how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He was born of all the two upon on a Christmas day.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is AgeOfTheCustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the inventor of the green bag and the green box and the cake cutter and so many other things that she's invented and has sold something under a trillion versions of them all over the galaxy. She is the home problem solver. You see her beautiful face on the shopping networks all the time. She's our good friend Debbie. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about influencers. You know, Debbie, in my book, I identified the old influencers to our businesses, and those were suspects, prospects, and customers. And they were all three people that we knew who they were. We actually had probably met them. A suspect is somebody who's in your universe, but you hasn't bought from you. But may never buy from you, but they're in your universe. A prospect is someone whom you think will buy from you. Your customer, of course, is a customer. Well, there are two new groups, and one of them is just the users. You know, Facebook went public with 900 million users. They didn't have any customers. They had users. So users, people who you'll never know, who've never touched your business, who've only gone to your website maybe. That's one influencer. Another influencer, the fifth one, are communities.
Right.
Those users belong to communities, and then as a community, they become influencers. And out of that group come a lot of these endorsers you're talking about, aren't they?
Right. Yes. And frankly, I've learned so much about millennials in the last year. And one of the things that in a survey that I read said that a millennial is more likely to listen to trust a friend telling them something than they are to trust an ad or even an
Debbie, it's not just millennials. We're all that. The research shows we're all that way.
Yes, to an extent. But millennials are actually specifically identified as this is the kind of marketing that they respond to. But they don't even realize it's marketing. So if they say they trust a friend and the influencers are saying, you know, my followers trust me.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials or anybody who is following them or listening to them is actually being misled to an extent because the influencer is coming across like a friend, but they're actually a paid endorser.
Yeah. So they don't believe the company because the company has a conflict of interest, so they will. But they might believe an endorser without realizing that that person has a conflict of interest.
I mean, if a big celebrity, you know, holds up a can of a popular soft drink and says, "I love this," you almost instantly know that. I mean, in your mind, oh well, he got paid to hold up the can and say, "I love this." But when some young woman or some young man who looks like you, talks like you, acts like you. It says, you know, I love this drink.
Right.
You should try it.
Well, see,
your mind doesn't automatically go to, oh, wait a minute, that's paid.
See, I have had in 3 weeks will be my 20th anniversary of the show.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've had untold opportunities to take a kickback from whatever was sold by someone being on my show. So, for example, you wouldn't. But people like you, for example, would say, you know, when we invite them on the show to talk about their entrepreneurship, their invention, or that kind of thing, how'd they go through it? We want to hear the story. They would say, we'll be glad to give you a piece of whatever we do with your show.
What they generate.
I've never taken a nickel. I've never taken a penny. I told them, I said, I don't want that money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because if that's part of the deal, then you're not invited.
Right.
And I would never do that. That's the reason why I don't mind telling people, you know, check out your green bags because it's just I believe in you. I don't have to get compensated for it. So we have quality people on the show only, and so I'm an influencer in doing what I do, but I don't ask people to make me their influencer, and nor do I take compensation.
Well, influencing someone because you feel that genuine trust in somebody or something is very different from being misled into thinking
right. They
trust you.
Right.
And one of the things that they use is the number of followers. So whether they're on Instagram, mm-hmm. they got
500,000 Twitter followers or whatever.
Okay, unless that's a targeted audience, those numbers, you can be blinded by those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with 4 million followers may charge you, you know, several thousand dollars to make a post for you. And you think, oh, gosh, this is going to be great. My website's going to crash because I'm going to have so many people. But the conversion is hard, if not impossible. The ROI is impossible.
See, we went through this 4 years ago when I launched The Age of the Customer.
Right. Exactly.
We had some people who were going to help us with social media launch the book. Mm-hmm. And we had those kinds of promises, too. And it didn't pan out.
How do you know? Listen, you've been in sales as long as anyone I've ever known, and you know that conversion is
key. That's right.
And unless you turn that prospect into a customer, you know what have you achieved in the end? You have a prospect who may be a customer in the future, but if you turn them into a customer now, that's what you have to achieve. You know, I keep on saying, stop disrupting and start selling.
Right. Well, the other, exactly. So, folks, be careful. What she's trying to help you with is she wants to make sure that you're careful about who you give your product and your company and your strategy over to. Right,
well, you've
Debbie?
Worked so long. You know, anybody who has a brand or a product for a very long time, you carefully constructed that brand identity and then you put it in the hands of people who tell you they know better than you, they can do everything better than you, and they have no problem telling you that. And that's why so many people left that function angry.
Because
people had such an attitude about youth.
And I'm going to tell you something. Aggressiveness, call to action, anything like that, in social media, it doesn't work. It actually has the opposite effect. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Debbie.
Debbie Meyer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.